The Gemara in Megillah discusses when Purim shachol b'Shabbos, if Purim falls out on Shabbos. So the way our calendar is set up, Purim can't happen on Shabbos. The only place it could happen on Shabbos is Yerushalayim, where they read the Megillah on the 15th. But the 14th day of Adar, the way we have it, can't be on Shabbos. So either way, the Gemara says when Purim falls out on Shabbos, so we don't read the Megillah. But only read the Megillah, because the Gemara says Shem of Yeri Reino Dawud Alvus, but it's just a rabbim that everyone has a chiyuv to read Megillah, and not everyone, I guess, is a bucky, know how to read the Megillah. And therefore, Xeri Yeluk Eitzo Bucky Yoma, like we have by Lulav and we have by Shofar. So that, and Gemara gives other reasons as well, that Taniyim, the poor people are waiting all week long, all year round. From Matanos Lev Yonim, imagine showing up a Megillah reading and a Shabbos, so it dampened the whole Simcha, so we don't have it, until we wouldn't read on Shabbos. So L'maisa, the way we have it, in fact, this year Purim falls out on Friday. So we have all our mitzvahs on Friday. However, in Yerushalayim, Tetzvav Adar is on Shabbos. So, therefore, is what they have, they call Purim Meshulash Yerushalayim. They want to spread the wealth. So, again, so we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So, therefore, Kashema Yavireno Daud Amos, or because of the Aniyim, so we definitely don't read the Megillah. So, what do we read the Megillah on Friday? Because it says go Yavor Ksiv, and it's only Yudalav, Yudbeis, Yudalas, and Tezvav, so you can't read it past it, you can't push it off to Sunday. It would be Tezayin. So therefore, regarding Megillah reading, we must do the Megillah reading on Friday. Mashain came, so we'll see what the suit in a second. So Friday we read the Megillah. Shabbos is, we say Al Anisim and Davening. And we mentioned El Anitzim and Davening, as we'll see in Israel. So they're going to read the Maftar as well. They'll read from Yovo Amalek. That's the reading on Purim, but we have. And then on Sunday, they have the Suda and the Shoach Manos. So why don't we also have the Suda on Shabbos? Why not have it on? Why do we wait until Sunday? Why push it off and we could have it earlier? Why don't we have the Purim on Shabbos? Or on Friday? So we don't have it on Shabbos is because as the Yerushalmi writes that we want it to be recognizable. They're having Sudas Purim. They have Sudas Purim on Shabbos, and how do you know it's Suda Sperm? It just looks like Suda Shabbos. Therefore, there are those who say, because the Bavli, it's Mashuf in the Bavli, you can have it on Shabbos. There are those who are Machmir, they'll have, some say that you could have a fourth meal. Well, in general, you could have four meals on Shabbos anyway. It says Yom four times, so if you can eat four times, they say you should have four meals. But some people add a fourth meal, or others more likely they add. Just like when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, you add special food. So too, you add some special food to the meal. But the bottom line is you have the Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanos Lev Yonim on Friday. You do the Al HaNisim and the Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, because that's the day, Tezrev. And the Shalach Manas and the Sudas Purim, we wait until. We don't do it on Sunday. Again, another reason they say, an interesting reason from Rav Shlomo Kruger, why don't we do the Suda on Shabbos? Because since we have a Chiyuv on Shabbos, Zochar Shom HaShabbos L'Kodesh, we've got to remember the Shabbos day. And we have a conflicting Chiyuv, so therefore the concern is you'll drink too much and it'll be a conflict. That's what Rav Shlomo Kruger says. etc. So the different reasons given why not. So, and as well, there's a discussion in the poskim on whether someone who's a katan shehigdil, someone becomes bar mitzvah on Tezvav Adar in Yerushalayim. So the shaila is, does he have, and so someone, if he heard the Megillah on Friday, so then you could say maybe it's Kiyav Drabanan was Mitzdarif. If he didn't read, let's say he didn't read the Megillah. So the question is, would you read the Megillah on Shabbos? Maybe we don't make, normally we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So do we say it was only a Takana when for generally, you know, maybe on a Yochid, he's permitted to read the Megillah? So that's the whole discussion about our Katan Shehigdio, whether number one, even if he heard the Megillah on Friday, would he be chayev to read on Shabbos? Because Sunday would be too late. So if someone, which would be a general shayla, let's say someone didn't hear Megillah reading and Shabbos is the only time, so absolutely the Megillah without a bracha. In fact, they point out that generally speaking, we always try to have a Kriyas HaMegillah with a minyan. But the luck is, if it's Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmana, so then you don't need a minyan. I mean, if it's Bizmana, yeah, if it's Bizmana, you don't need a minyan. If it's Shavuot Bizmana, you need a minyan. That's why the Kfarim who came in on Monday and Thursday needed a minyan. That's why they didn't have a minyan at the time, because it's Shavuot Bizmana. So some point out as well, this year for Yerushalayim, perhaps it should, is this considered Shavuot Bizmana, or was that the Takana? But either way, so Shavuot Bizmana, so therefore certainly one should be makbid on Friday, and for those reading in Yerushalayim, that you have a minyan, because it's a Shaila of Shavuot Bizmana. So that's why it's interesting for a Meshulash. Again, you have Kriyas HaMegillah Matanos Rav Yonam on Friday, you have Al Hanisim and the Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. You have the Purim Suda and Shalach Menos on Sunday. And there's another interesting Minag Yerushalayim, but that's not so much. I guess the Minag Yerushalayim is they discuss about. Here the Chiyuv Suda is only on. The Chiyuv Suda, so let's say this year in Chutz La'aretz, so therefore it's on Friday, so therefore we have a Suda on Friday, which is unusual. So the Pashtus is you should try to finish by Chatzos or by Selma Komincha Ketana. However, there's a, the Gemara talks about a minig, not Gemara's talking about in general, if you're eating a meal on Friday and Shabbos comes, so you're Poris Mapo Makadesh. So there's a discussion whether, because people usually have this Purim Suda later, so should you have your Purim Suda later in the afternoon and then you do Poris Mapo Makadesh? Some claim that's the minig in Yerushalayim. So I'm not sure if they mean like, if Purim is on Friday, assuming it can come out, that you doubt. So if we have it on day of it on Friday, so maybe when they have a Chiyuv Suda on Friday, so therefore that's what they do, Poris Mapo Maka, even though some people say it's only Bidiyevid. This year I don't know, because it's not, there's no Chiyuv Suda on Friday. The Chiyuv Suda is only on Sunday, unless people have a Suda both. It says that they did. But the Minig Yerushalayim, it's Poris Mapu Makadesh. And so some want to do that here, and on a Friday they want to have a long meal. So they extend the meal, and exactly what you do, you don't, the discussion, if you're ready in the middle of the meal, you don't need to make another Poripriya Guffin, you make the Kiddush. So it's a whole big discussion. If you do it, and then if you do it, how you work out the technical details, when you daven Kabbalah Shabbos, etc.